KFIZ News Time is 9:10 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios here on a Wednesday. It's May 12th of 2021 as we start up hour number two here this morning. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday. Time for our weekly update with Envision Greater Fond du Lac, keeping you up to date on different things they have going on in and around the community. And we're going to talk, looks like, one final time about the broadband survey that Envision has been helping to administer, and some info about some funding opportunities for broadband expansion, too. Joining us is Al Henney from Envision to tell us more about those things and more here on a Wednesday. Al, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on today, Spencer. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for taking some time to chat. We talked a month or two ago about the broadband survey, and I'm guessing in its final days here for folks to weigh in on it. Before we talk a little bit about some funding information for broadband expansion, remind us the purpose behind the broadband survey and what type of feedback are you hoping to get from people regarding broadband?
Yeah, so the reason that we're doing this broadband survey in the first place is because we know that broadband internet access in our county is severely inadequate, especially in those rural areas. So it's not so much an issue for the folks that live in the city, but once you get out to areas like Osceola, Campbellsport, out towards Rosendale-Ripon area, Springvale, those areas all have a lot of problems with broadband. And what we need to do is assess what the problem is so that we can demonstrate to the different funding sources that we do need the money to increase access for our residents and our businesses in the county.
It's like you said, for folks who live in the city of Fond du Lac or wherever they may live that has, you know, high-speed internet access, you might not think about what the issues are in rural towns, rural villages, or even out in the countryside. But this is a real problem, and as we talked about last time we spoke, it's really been highlighted or brought to the forefront with all that's gone on with the pandemic, right?
Exactly. So we think that probably about 11% of the folks in our county don't have access to internet or have very poor access. And so during COVID-19, we saw those families had to have their students at home doing virtual schooling. Maybe they had to work from home. And that presented a lot of issues, right? Because, you know, you can conceptualize broadband internet access as being akin to other utilities like water and electricity, in the sense that broadband is pretty much required for day-to-day living nowadays. Everyone has water and electricity access, but not everybody has broadband access. And so we're on this mission to make access to internet more equitable in our county.
So so far with the survey, how many people have weighed in? And I guess I'll ask the question, how can people weigh in if they still want to make their voice heard?
So we have two surveys going right now. We have one for residents, and we have one for businesses. So we had about 1,700 households complete the resident survey so far, which is a 4% response rate. That's excellent. My goal is to get 5%. So if we can get a couple hundred more residents, households to fill that out, that'd be great. Our business survey, though, we only had 31 businesses weigh in. So we really need to hear from our business community and have each location go ahead and fill out that survey for us. It shouldn't take any more than 5 minutes of their time. And if they were interested in doing that, they could go to envisiongreaterfdl.com/broadband, and they would be able to complete either of those surveys from that page.
And what's the deadline for folks to submit their survey responses then?
The end of the month. We're going to close it here in a few weeks. So you've got a little bit of time yet, but it's better to get it in earlier rather than later.
Sure. So that's, again, is on Envision's website. EnvisionGreaterFDL.com/broadband is the website you said, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay, very good. And then you had some information about some funding opportunities with the American Rescue Plan or Rescue Act. That has made some money available. What information do you have on funding for broadband going forward?
Yeah, so the American Rescue Plan gives just over $7.2 billion to schools and public libraries across the country. That money is for free broadband services and devices for students and patrons, and it applies to in the school, as well as in their home. So that money is going to be going to those different facilities. But then also a part of the rescue plan is money is going directly to counties and municipalities. And so I'm sure you've talked about this before, Spencer, but Fond du Lac County is getting about $20 million, and the city is going to be allocated about $14 million. And so there is some discretion with the county and the city what that money can be used for, but one of the things that is an approved use is actually broadband improvements. So we're hoping that the city and the county can hear some of the concerns of the residents and apply some of that money to broadband investment in Fond du Lac County to push us forward. One other thing I wanted to talk about was the broadband expansion grant, which is on the state level. And these are grants that our internet providers apply for, so places like BugTussle and Spectrum. And BugTussle actually did receive a grant here on the last cycle to put up two more wireless towers in southwest Fond du Lac County. And so that would potentially affect just about 100 businesses and 2,000 residents.
Very cool. So this is, as you said before, a reason, or these reasons you talked about with the funding opportunities, a reason why folks should consider taking the time to take that survey so they could show the decision makers, I guess you could say, why these funds are needed for broadband expansion, right?
Exactly. When you're asking for money, they always want to know why you need it. So we have to be able to definitively say that broadband is core in our county, and our residents really prioritize having that access.
One more time, Elle, for folks who missed the web address, where can they go to take these surveys, whether they're a residential homeowner or a business?
That would be on our Envision website, envisiongreaterfdl.com/broadband.
Excellent, Elle. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's Elle Henney joining us from Envision Greater Fond du Lac, keeping us up to date on the broadband survey. You have until the end of the month to take it if you are a homeowner or a business owner to make sure that we get those dollars for broadband expansion. And to make sure you take that again, envisiongreaterfdl.com/broadband to fill out the survey and make your voice heard with Envision Greater Fond du Lac in their broadband survey. It is 9:00.